Today I'd like to talk to you about starting something new and change and the difficulties that many of us have in these circumstances. The difficulties that we have as individuals will be unique to each and every one of us. It may be that you don't know where to start. It may be that you're overwhelmed with the task ahead of you. It's just overpowering. It may be that your goal is vague, it's unclear, you haven't defined it well enough, you don't know the direction you need to go in. And there'll be many other reasons which I'm sure you can list, and you may want to write that down. But what can we do as individuals to make this easier? Well, we've all had changes in our past lives. We've all made changes to get us to where we are today. Look back over your past life when you have made the changes that you have had to make. What did you do then? What made the changes you made easier? Were those changes as bad as you thought they were going to be at the time? What are the lessons you can learn from your past? Do you have a well-formed outcome for what you want to achieve? Is it specific? If it's not, make it specific. Listen to the audio book on well-formed outcomes. That might help you. And once you have this well-formed goal, sometime in the future of what you want to achieve, move from that future time back to now, step by step, until you get to the first step that you need to make. What is it? What is that first step that will get you on your way, that first step that will bring about the change that you need to make? And some questions for you about this change. What are you going to start doing now? And on what you are currently doing, what are you going to stop doing? What are you going to bring to an end? And thinking about your life today and in the future, what is really important to you? What are you passionate about? What is with you 24 hours a day in terms of your values? What's your motivation?